the idea was, how did you cool the wheel stain? Did you just
What happened was, you get the examiners, they were the ones that would come out and sort it. There was a driver killed with that.
Further south.
Ammunition, and it got fire. So right away they stopped. The firemen uncoupled it, and the driver went forward with it, and before the fire could get up to uncouple it again, it blew up.
So the fire, the driver was killed.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Somewhere down the south.
Down south, not in Silla.
No. But this happened.
Yeah.
In reality.
So it was quite a dangerous.
What they would have done, if it had only waited another 2 minutes, the fireman would have been up, uncoupled it again, and that driver would have ran forward, yeah, and it would have blown up on it.
So did you get a lot of training on how to deal with the...
No, you can't deal with it. You can only deal with isolating that wagon.
Yeah.
That was your training, as I tell you. Stop immediately, wherever you are. Uncouple it from the train, draw forward, uncouple it again, and run forward. And by that time, you've notified the signalman, they would notify the fire brigade and everything. They would come and tend to it.
Yeah.
If it was safe, and they would make it safe one way or another, even if they took all the munitions out, so that you could get the train out of the road and clear. That was it. You couldn't do it yourself.
It was a lot of common sense that you had to
It was
use.
Common sense, and just do as it, that was it.
Yeah.
Because if you clarted over the whole lot when they went up, it's no good.
Yeah. And I don't suppose they could train you to recognise problems all the time.
No.
Figure it out yourself, I guess.
Any smoke, flame, or even a hot box, no.
Spark any kind of smoke.
Aye, that was it. Because, it did prove it with that other one down south. Mm. Aye.
Amazing.
And they just went out and were heavy trained, good military trains, taking them and coming back. Very, very busy.
So, how long did you drive the ammo train for?
It depends. You see, when you got the job, you took it. We would get it for Carlisle, and we would either take it to Newcastle or something like that,
right,
and leave it there, and that was it. And that was it. Now, the next day, you might be on a different job. You weren't regularly... There was nobody drove ammunition trains day and every day.
Right.
Because of the system that you worked under.
Right.
They couldn't give you a linky arm. They didn't know when they were going to get them, otherwise they wouldn't do it, see?
Yeah.
A link means that they've got trains that they know must be manned and must be run.
Mm.
Different trains.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds a bit sort of higgledy-piggledy, and nobody knew quite what was happening.
That was just another change. You had trains that was marked up and they were regular. You had freight trains. There was always plenty of freight wagons and that made up. And each engine was limited to a certain weight.
Yeah.
So you're getting 25, 30, 35 wagons and away each train.
Yeah.
So there was that. There was always that. But as I say, they would be notified for the War Department there was a train ready to leave. They got an engine rustled up, a driver and fireman, and bring them in, and the next set of men would relieve them and away with them.
Right. Okay.